Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena, Alice. How are you?
Morena. Look, today is Tuesday. I got out of bed. I walked around my whare and now I'm here.
Excellent. That's, you know what? That's a good start to the day. You're out of bed. That's the main thing.
This is true. And look, I'm sure lots of B listeners are like, Alice constantly sounds manic or in a state of like heightened flux. And you wouldn't be wrong there. And lockdown is no exception to that rule.
Hey, well, you've brought in a very cool thing this morning. We're going to have a bit of a chat about demystifying the process of actually putting on a theatre show, which I think is cool. You know, this is a weird time at the moment. We don't know necessarily when we're going to be able to actually get back into the theatre or any sort of larger gathering space, but we will eventually get there. And maybe a few people have had a little bit of time to think about. Maybe they want to start making some stuff. Maybe they just have been curious about how the process works. And you've been in the game for a while now, Alice, so you must have a little bit of wisdom to tap into there.
That makes me sound like I'm ancient.
Not what I intended.
No, I love that. I'm actually a font of youth. I do, I know it might actually be a little bit hard for some people to hear us talking about, you know, the process of what it takes to get into actually putting a show on. I guess for me, like, it's so important that we're giving, as you said, we're not only we're demystifying this process, but actually creating pathways of access for people wanting to create live performance theatre, that kind of thing. And it does take a bit of work. And I think it's like, sometimes it's hard to know where to even begin. So I thought maybe it would be good for just to kind of get a view of what it actually kind of takes. I mean, I'm speaking as an independent maker. Being an independent is very different to different kinds of delivery or partnership models. But I guess, and you know, look, take it all with a big old bloody handful of salt. And what I'm saying, nothing of this is gospel. I refuse to be followed by anyone or be accountable. but you know, like, just like film and or music or any art form, really, there's so much that happens behind closed doors. And so the intention is just let's bloody open those doors, open those windows, have a little peek in.
So if you've got an idea, if you've sort of been thinking about something, or you've just even been thinking about, I would like to maybe make some theatre, where do you start?
Such a good idea. That's the best thing to do. You need to have a great idea. No, you don't. Actually, you can have a shit idea. I think the key thing here is there is no singular way to land on a starting point.
Yeah.
I think with theatre, the given is that it maybe comes from an idea that is theatrical, and most people would seek inspiration through scripts that already exist in the world. These are theatre scripts. I mean, they could be screen scripts, but the really challenging thing there is that it's very difficult to find good quality free scripts. I mean, you can go to the library, you can get out scripts from there, but it's not so easy to just like Google a script. And you know, it exists like a novel or a book. You can't just be like, I would like to read A Little Life, and I'm just going to Google A Little Life and just download it. It kind of doesn't work that way. You know, scripts. So, and obviously you've got ones that exist in the canon of old white men that you could appropriate and, you know, like represent anew.
Yes.
Look, people have been doing that with Shakespeare for fucking 400 years, or Chekhov or whatever, or maybe it's a more contemporary piece. So scripts, I guess, you know, obviously reading scripts, I think it's just like any kind of taste. You need to read widely and read stuff that you don't necessarily think you'll like in order to understand or gauge what kind of text or storytelling mode you're interested in. I mean, that's one route. The thing with scripts for me is, and where I think we're at in theatre in Aotearoa at the moment, is scripts and other playwrights' works can be a great way, it can be a great analogy in order to tell your own stories.
Totally.
But we're definitely at the cusp of people wanting to write their own stuff. So playwrights or writers wanting to go, you know what, I'm actually going to have a stab at doing my own Hamlet, or it's a terrible. I've already referenced Shakespeare.
It's inevitable. It is the theatre, and you know,
you have to say it like that as well. I should have mentioned that at the start.
Yes, if you want to make any sort of performance art, you have to first thing say theatre like theatre. It's like the first rule.
Yes, like the bourgeois.
So you can kind of like get into it through, as you say, reading around, finding stuff that you find interesting, inspiring, or even something that you might just want to try and put on wholesale. But also there is this like route of devising or writing your own. And how would you sort of recommend people approach that? Because if it's the first time you've done something like that, it can be quite daunting to be like, okay, this is all my ideas or me and my friend's ideas from scratch. We're putting it on. Where would you sort of start? We'll recommend people sort of start to make that feel like less of a mountain to climb.
Oosh, it's such devising, which is a word that sort of devised theatre was like a term that was like coined, I don't know, in the 80s, when it was like basically theatre that was made up and largely didn't follow that kind of auteur playwright kind of view, right? So it was like a group of people getting together and making something from scratch, and often like employing particular creative limitations or provocations in order to generate and then shape, edit, and eventually put something together. So devised is just like a term for like, you know, stuff that you make up that you don't get from a script, but you know, like you can get script work that has been partly or semi-devised. A good example of that would be August Osage County, which is that work by Tracy Lett. My brain, I've got a lot written down brain. He's a playwright, and if you read his plays, you're like, oh wow, I think they made a film with Julia Roberts years ago. Anyway,
yes.
The original theatre company that put that on, which is Steppenwolf Company, who are a Chicago-based theatre company, they worked with Tracy to workshop the script. So even though he was writing it, he was using the voices of the actors in the room.
Got you.
So, devised. Yes. Idea. Well, I guess the first thing is, like, what is the idea? And the idea doesn't have to be a concept, like, or a theme. It doesn't have to be high level. It doesn't have to be thematic. You know, like, when I say high level thematic, like, it doesn't have to be, like, change or loss of memory, although that's actually quite compelling. You know, it could be something like investigating the relationship between mother and daughter, or
totally,
you know, that
it can
kind
be
of thing.
Big or small, there isn't really a rule for that.
Totally. And the other thing which I think is really important to highlight here is like form is just as much of a esteemed idea or concept. When I talk about form, like the actual framework, like if you're kind of interested in play or interactive or aleatoric, is that what it's called? You know, like chance? Like this idea?
I have no idea, Alice. I'm going to say yes, and someone will correct us if we're wrong, so don't worry.
I hope people are texting and being like, she's got it all wrong. So, you know, like it could be like a performative framework that you're interested in.
Yeah.
I mean, theatre requires collaboration. As much as I am probably seen to be an independent theatre artist that makes work in isolation, collaboration is critical here. So you are going to have to find others to play with you.
So but you've got your ideas or your script, or you've got this kind of like thing you want to make, and as you say, it's really good to then get a crew of people around you. Obviously, you can just talk to your friends, or if you know someone who's already got a little bit of an in that scene, maybe go talk to them as well. But there is that kind of like daunting thing of then how do you actually get it into a space, or how do you put it in a rehearsal space, or how do you kind of get that next step of this idea that you've had or the script that you've got, how do you move it into something that you're actually making?
That's a good point. I think it's important to, when I'm making, look, a big part of it isn't just saying what is the piece of art, it's the purpose, it's the why underneath it. And what's tied into that is who, right? Like, who are you making it for? Yeah. Why are you making it for this audience? And how do you want to communicate what you're trying to make? I mean, this is all bloody obvious stuff, but it never hurts to say it.
No, that's
enough.
Really helpful, yeah.
And so a part of that who question then relates to the process of how you're going to deliver it. Because, look, if you're concerned with delivering messages to the white middle-class bourgeois theatre-going audience, look, great. This is a gross generalisation. But, you know, like, look, there are particular spaces and venues and, yeah. and theatres specifically that will meet that. But my kind of question is, like, is that actually who we make theatre for? Is that who you make your art for? So a part of that is kind of going, if you can meet the needs of a community by finding a venue or a space that's able to then invite that community into this sort of space for ideas, then that's kind of great. I think if you're an entry-level presenter, there are definitely venues that are going to be a better fit for you, because yep. venues have different kinds of models for presenting. Some of them like risk share models or the kind of co-op models. So with a risk share model, basically they don't require you to do a venue hire. You're actually programmed into the theatre, yep. and then your box office split, they'll take a percentage of your box office, and that's obviously a huge risk on them as well. So they tend to need a little bit more rigor around your process to know that you're going to actually put the show on. Then you've got like your straightforward venue hire, you know, like pay $300 a night and put your show on here and we'll deal with your box office.
Got you.
Yeah, so there's like lots of different kind of ways of doing it. I think in any case, if you are looking to put a work up, you need to show evidence that you have developed this work to some extent, whether that's doing some workshops or, look, here's a copy of the script, yeah. or in some cases it might be, look, here's the script. We're doing Chekhov's Three Sisters. I don't know how you do it, but look, let's use an example. And we're kind of thinking it might be, we want to set it in the future, and there are robots, and it's kind of like Afro futurism, and that's what we're drawing on.
Hey, I'd go to this play. It sounds great.
Oh, like, same. Actually, the more I think about it, the more I think maybe this is a go. Would you be interested in making a show with me, Rachel?
I'm keen.
So
let's
you
do it.
Can jump in as well. So a mood board, you know, it could be a mood board, could be like a lookbook of this is a thing. I'd say what the strengths of what makes good independent theatre makers great is the ability to articulate, not necessarily verbally, whether that is through your visual media or whatever, communicate what is a part of that investigation. Don't feel like you have to explicitly state what exactly it is that you're doing. I like a bit of ambiguity in there. The key thing here is that particularly in Tamaki Makaurau, and I would say in New Zealand, because a lot of the venues and festivals and theatres and such, everyone knows everyone, right? It's a small paddock.
So you've got to find a way to get it to the right people, is that what you're saying there? Or
yeah,
get your communication across to the right crew?
Totally. And the other thing is, you know, like, let's use Nisha Madan at the Basement Theatre. She's the program manager of the Basement Theatre. Nisha knows everyone. And she's got, if you go, look, I'm thinking of putting on the show, you go to Nisha, and Nisha's going to quickly be able to identify other practitioners,
totally.
Or venues that, you know, might be sort of like, there might be a good crossover there. So I think that's kind of one of the things is that we're all kind of connected in that way. And not
so
in a kind
you,
of a
if you are feeling a little bit like lost or isolated or stuck out on your own, it is quite good to reach out to those people who work in those spaces, because they might be able to hook you up with other people or other venues or other communities who are working with similar questions. Alice, what we
yes.
might do is, as we mentioned off air, but now let the listeners know, that we'll probably split this up into maybe a two or three parter. So
oh, yes.
we might have to come back to this next week at this point now. But we've kind of talked a little bit about, you've got an idea, where do you go with it, who do you talk to, and how do you kind of get it off the ground. And next week we might talk a little bit more about maybe workshopping it, putting it into a space, and how you actually start to get people interested in what you're working on. How does that sound?
It's honestly my favourite thing to talk about. I could talk about it all the time. If any of the listeners are wanting to know more, just like, look, I'll have a cyber coffee with you and talk about it there too.
Excellent.
There's nothing I love more.
Well, thank you for bringing us part one of how you kind of get your idea into the theatre, whatever that theatre space might actually look like. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Alice, and we will come back to part two next week.
Gorgey. Love your work, Rachel and Zoe. You guys are superstars.
Likewise. We'll see you soon. Bye, Alice.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.